Okay, all right. It's a beautiful day, and as usual every Monday afternoon, we welcome into our studio the presence of the great Gavin Steinhobel from Klopper's Inc., talking all things property and sometimes just shooting the breeze.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
All good, man. I've just noticed with great interest that the UK is dropping their mask mandates and
from this week. Yeah,
yeah, and yeah. Their advice that you should be working from home. So it looks like they're all ready to go back to work.
And we do kind of follow suit after the Europe quite soon
We did with our harsh lockdown. I'm just wondering how many of our politicians are invested in PPE equipment, and they'll have a conflict of interest. Obviously,
Of course.
The minute they drop the masks, they lose the revenues
and all the laboratories as well that have been doing the testing. I know the height of December when everyone was wanting to go away and getting tested, I mean the labs were making like 60 million rand a day.
Wow.
Yeah. So who really wants this to end?
But they did give us some positive inputs a couple of weeks back when they said you no longer need to quarantine if you've been asymptomatic and you've been exposed to somebody who's got COVID. So
yeah, I think it's getting there.
I think this whole public health narrative is collapsing.
Yeah.
And we're looking back and going, well, it was a massive overreaction. We shouldn't have closed our economies. The harm that's caused by government action has been far greater, to my mind,
than
the harm caused by this virus.
Yeah. But as we know, people in government have benefited tremendously out of this,
and all their friends
couldn't care less, quite frankly.
They got paid throughout, and I mean, that's maybe one of the things with political systems that we might have to look at and say, look, how can people take these actions and have no real skin in the game? Because if there's no downside to you, you couldn't really. You're not that invested in making the right decision.
Yeah, as well. They said, a whole lot of government employees have still got paid through it and then didn't have to show up at the office and didn't have to do much work. And we were like, well, how can we tell the difference from before COVID?
Pretty much the same.
Fingers crossed,
I hope we take some lessons forward, and go, that's maybe not a good strategy.
Sure.
On many levels, it wasn't. One of the things that you really needed to increase your chances of not getting really sick from COVID was vitamin D, and so everybody should have been on the beaches and in the streets.
It explains why I'm fine the whole time.
Exactly.
Look, not to take away from the fact that a lot of people lost their lives, there's been some very serious moments throughout, but I think we've reached a point where we've all just gone, enough now, we'll take our chances.
Human beings have always been really good at getting on with it.
Yeah.
Just give us a chance to get on with it.
Yeah.
Especially the economy, we got entire industries that if they bounce back, that's good for all of us.
Yeah.
South Africa has a massive travel industry and we need to get that up and running.
Yeah. Too many people have lost their livelihoods.
Had a lot of influence on conservation, for instance, when you haven't got foreign hunters and foreign game viewers coming through anymore, there's game lodges and that, they lose their revenue. So there's a lot of levels. I'm very excited. I hope that we follow suit very quickly and that everybody gets back to their posts and then we drop all the drama.
I hope so too.
Because we've done really well firing on maybe four cylinders.
Yeah, or if three, can, two, one. Yeah, sometimes.
If the economy can fire on six cylinders again, it'll be
amazing.
Good for everybody.
Yeah, it would show you. I mean, we have been very resilient throughout. I know many people have lost many things, but on the other side, other people have done well.
A place like Ballito, even though we've done very well and we've had high demand for our properties here, we did always have a percentage of foreigners who like to buy here because it's cheap in their currency and to come out here in their winter months. And they're all paying their rates and levies every month and so forth. So it's good for the area.
Yeah.
And I think if it's not a hassle anymore to fly up and down,
then they'll be here.
A lot of people will resume that, especially if you can fly straight into Durban or Cape Town.
Yeah, I mean, the Cape has suffered tremendously because most of the Cape economy is based on foreigners, a little tip of Africa there, cosmopolitan.
We were there in December, I must say. I did hear quite a lot of foreign accents, but there might have been people who live there semi-permanently.
You know when you could drive around, when was I there? A couple of months before that as well, when it's supposedly so busy. And you know when you could drive around in the CBD and find a parking anywhere you want to go, that things have changed.
Park at Camps Bay, not
Yeah, no problem
there.
At all. Yeah, exactly. And that was the case. So, it's all coming back. I think it's just, we've all just, even the Spanish flu, 1918, that was, that lasted 2 years until the economy started to get back. So we've been 2 years now. If they could do it in 1918 and bounce back after 2 years, I think we can certainly do the same now.
What I find particularly dispiriting is the fact that, you drop your kids off at school and they sit for an entire day with these masks on.
It's ghastly.
Which, I mean, first of all, can't be healthy.
Yeah.
And secondly, you know, a lot of development takes place in at their ages.
Yeah.
And a lot of sort of your nonverbal cues that you get from other people's facial expressions or the way they say words, you know, learning to speak properly, and all of that has got a lot of it is also visual, and faces are being hidden. So
yeah,
and I think it's also dissociative. Or,
it's a totally yeah. yeah. It's the know, same. Just
and,
the other day,
and like, they weren't going to get sick anyway.
No, you know, just the other day I was at the supermarket, you know, waiting by the fresh produce, and you know, I'm always very polite and kind to people in public, and you know, you've got your mask on, and gone are the days where you could just sort of acknowledge someone with a smile, you know, that sort of thing. And this lady was sort of leaning over and getting her whatever veggies, and I sort of stood back to let her do her thing, but I was folding my arms, you know what I mean, but just waiting, and I had a smile on my face. I smiled like, go ahead, off to you, you know the thing. But she got so flustered and she really grabbed everything because she said, oh, I'm so sorry for taking up all your time. I was like, no, I pulled my mask on. I'm like, I'm smiling, I'm saying yeah. hey, you know,
you
misreading facial you know recognition yeah. and stuff like that. Sad. Yeah.
And even with, and with the prevalence of Botox, I mean, you know, really some people
people have saved a lot of Botox over 2 years. Like, well, they can't see. I missed my injection this time. Anyway. But listen, I have a question for you, Gavin Steinhobel from Kloppers Inc. Why were you banned from Facebook?
Oh, I don't know. I still haven't really figured it out.
Just last week, wasn't it? You were allowed back on?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I made an ironic comment.
I did follow you somewhere, and
I think that the little trawling algorithm that they have that runs through Facebook, obviously you can't program irony.
No, so or sarcasm.
They took what I'd said as being a literal statement.
Oh, really?
And anyway,
I think it's fairly commonplace on social media.
Well,
you know,
it is disturbing that that free speech is being impinged on by corporates.
Yep.
I find it disturbing. We've never really seen that before. We've always seen free speech being, being knocked down by governments. But when corporations start doing it, you got to wonder if this is a healthy road to go down. Mm. It's one of all the rights that we have. It's the most important and the most sacrosanct, because without it, we just drift off into authoritarianism in a few years. So
that's so complicated.
Yeah.
I'm quite liking just living in my bubble. I won't lie. It's very tricky. You know, I'm getting back into reading more and more of the news. As I started into this year, I was just ignoring the news because I got so depressed reading the papers or the News 24 apps or whatever app every day.
Unfortunately, this pandemic came along just as mainstream media was really dying, you know.
Yeah.
Donald Trump had come and gone.
Yep.
And they didn't have these things that'll make people click and buy papers and so forth. And you know, they grabbed this with both hands.
They were like, fantastic, a pandemic. Just, exactly.
And that's all you heard. Never let a good crisis go to waste in politics.
Well,
or
they've
news.
Certainly milked this one. I can't anymore. I'm really done for it.
I think people are tired of being afraid.
Yeah, and my hands are looking old from all the damn sanitizing
a
million times a day. I don't know if anyone else has noticed, but I'm looking at my hands going, that's not natural. That's accelerated dirt.
I was in the shopping center across the road the other day looking for something like shoes or trousers or whatever. And I went to a variety of shops, and I must say, every single shop, I had my hands sanitized. And you know,
it's not good. I can't be any better. I'm done with that. I think the trouble as well is it's getting.
It's like, you know, we are dealing here with an airborne respiratory virus.
Hello,
So you know, the hand sanitizing, it's not done. Really useful.
Yeah, well, it is for the hand sanitizing companies who are making a fortune.
Quite right.
I mean, I never ever had hand sanitizer. I mean, the tragic thing, and this, it might make you feel a little bit disgusting, considering you've been in the studio many times before, is these little socks, these little cushions that cover the microphones. You know, obviously now we each have our own. We spray them with sanitizer and that sort of thing. But pre-COVID, these things never moved. Yeah. You had like 100 guests in here, you know, DJs and guests and all that sort of thing. And I now look at this thing going, oh my God, I never washed these things before.
Some people have pointed out, and I think they are right, and that is that, you know, we've probably become more hygienic as a species.
Yes.
A little bit more careful.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, ultimately there's a lot of pathogens out there and we do need to be exposed to them.
Totally.
To get the immunity.
I wonder what the long-term effects of this, of not being exposed to any germs, any bacteria, what's the long-term effects? Because we need some of that. Some of that stuff's healthy and good for the body. And now we've just completely obliterated it from the planet altogether. There's nothing left. And I think either that or our immune systems are weaker and we're going to get sick from other things in the future.
Well, you know, life on this planet's always been... you know, the only constant is perpetual change.
Change.
And so we'll have to see.
We shall wait and see.
We are a resilient species, and I've got no doubt we'll figure new ways.
We're still here, Gavin. We are still here, despite everything.
Despite ourselves.
Yeah. What's exciting in your sphere this week in terms of property? Anything big going on?
No, we're seeing a nice run in the bond market. You know, we're on my firm's on all the panels, and we can sort of gauge that the banks are still lending. And, you know, the rates are still good. But while the banks are robust about lending, you know, you need to get your application in there.
Yep.
If you are minding or you're considering buying property, good time to go and see what you qualify for. So, yeah, they're still going. And then I'm seeing quite a lot of action in the upper end.
Yeah.
Sort of the, you know, the 10 bar plus properties.
Yes.
And then sort of, you know, the next level is... It's at a good level, but it's not overperforming or overachieving.
What level that you're talking about?
Sort of like your, you know, say 4 to 6, 4 to 6 or 8. Yeah, that's
so the top
normally,
end is
that's normally the bread and butter stuff.
Yep,
in Belito.
So the top end is moving.
Mm.
That's very interesting. I as I've said to you before, sitting here, I just drive around, whether it's Umhlanga or what's going on in Umhlanga or the developments here. Well, the tons of Range Rovers and fancy cars you see on the road and people buying properties for 10, 20 million rand. I'm like, who are you? Where are you coming from? There's people who've got lots of money at the moment. And I guess that is helping to shift the big properties down here.
Yeah, there's been a shift in, you know, your people's investment portfolios.
Yep.
You know, most of the financial instruments are linked to prime in some way or another.
Yep.
So they're not performing like they used to. So people are thinking, well, bricks and mortar, good idea.
Yeah, you know? It is a good idea. But there's also, I have noticed, and friends have noticed who are sort of in sales and things like that, there's a lot of immigration going on as well.
Yes. I mean, you know, for me, a sale is a sale, but it could be driven by people selling to leave. Which means they're not around as buyers next time around.
Totally, so yeah. It's just interesting. It's hard to figure out what's going on. I mean, it takes a lot of comprehension after going through something like this.
We've all had people that sit us down and explain to us why the fundamentals are that we shouldn't be here.
Yes.
And the first time somebody did that in earnest to me was just before 1994.
Yeah. And, right.
You know,
yes.
It was 2021. We've had every year without missing a beat. And, you know, I've got a feeling that... you know, those that are here are probably going to stay by and large.
There was a lot of fear after what happened in July, you know. So there were a lot of people who those that are immigrating now, I think there are a little bit of residue left over from the fear and the panic that happened in July here. And the rest of us are just saying, well, we get on with it.
Look, it was scary.
It was.
And it should never happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's Africa.
Yes, it is. No repercussions whatsoever. Onward, Christian soldiers.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Gav, anything else we need to cover today?
Anything else you'd like chatting about?
Good, that's all good. It's always a pleasure to have you here and ramble on about some things and cover some interesting stuff on property.
Let's keep an eye on what's happening with opening up the economy. And
I think it's imperative.
And giving our freedoms back to us. That'll be great.
Sure. And mind what you talk about on Facebook, okay?
What do they say? The rights that you have are not the rights your government gives you. It's the rights they haven't taken away yet. So,
that hurt. What's next?
It'll be nice to get some of our rights back.
Totally. Yeah, we need to kick some people out who are making some poor decisions. I've had enough of that. All right. Gav, so much as ever from Kloppers Inc. It's always a pleasure to have you here, Gavin Steinhobel. Mind what you write on Facebook, huh?
I will do.
I'll be keeping an eye on you. I won't lie. If you get a late night call from me, I'm like, listen, I'm experienced at this. Take that off.
I know. I noticed that.
All right, Gavin Steinhobel from Kloppers Inc. Thanks as ever.
Thank you.
How would you like free fast fiber for 6 months? Sign up for a fiber package with Oxygen, the new service that everyone is raving about, and you automatically